Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Dear Christian, I want to say to you, keep walking with God. Keep walking with Jesus. In this day and age, where people are walking in ways that appear to be right in their own eyes, I want to encourage you to keep walking in obedience to God's word. The Bible in 1 John chapter 1, verse 6 to 7 says, "If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin." As children of God, we certainly do not walk in darkness. We are not led by the lusts of this world. As children of God, we walk in the light because Jesus Christ is light. We walk in truth because Jesus Christ is truth. We walk in love because Jesus Christ is love. So keep walking with God, dear listener. In this day and age where people are chasing higher incomes but have lower morals, I encourage you to keep walking with God. Keep walking in righteousness. In this day and age, where people voice their opinions more than they demonstrate the love of Christ, I encourage you to keep walking. Keep walking with God. Though you may have to hold your tongue at times, though you may have to endure people slandering your name, I encourage you to keep walking. Keep walking in the love of Christ. Dear Christian, in this day and age, where people no longer honor their word, I encourage you to honor God, both in private and in public. In this day and age where Bible prophecy is being fulfilled, and we can see the love of many growing cold, and we can see men becoming lovers of themselves more than lovers of God, I encourage you to walk with God. I encourage you to seek the Lord intensely. Pray for an obsessive appetite for the presence of God. And so as you go through this life, make sure that you're walking with the Lord. Make sure that you're walking with the eyes of faith. Make sure you're walking in the Spirit.
From the moment that we come of age and begin to know right from wrong, we begin a journey. We begin walking in either light or darkness. You see, it's either we walk in a direction that leads us to Christ, that leads us to be born again, or we simply walk according to our own accord. We begin walking either in the Spirit or in the flesh. I believe the Bible talks about walking so much because if you really think about it, we are all walking one of two paths. We are either walking on the broad road or the narrow road. We're either walking by faith or we're walking by sight. And if you really think about it, we are all walking. And the Bible has two very clear, distinct paths. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." His word is a lamp to my feet. Why? Because we're walking. God's word is a light to our paths. Why? Because we're walking. We're all walking in one path or another. There is a path that leads to eternal life. It's a path that leads to a destination where...
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
There will be no more tears, no more pain, no more struggle or despair. This path will lead you into the arms of the Father. And then there is a path that leads to eternal damnation. Now, what's interesting is that the path that leads to eternal life requires us to take up our cross and follow Jesus. There is a price to be paid for taking this path. It will cost you something. Your pride has to go. Your will has to be put on the back seat so that God's will rules over your life. This path is one of sacrifice. It's one that requires you to serve. But it's a path that brings glory in Christ. This is exactly why 2 Timothy 2, verse 12 says, "If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us." However, the path that leads to hell involves you living for the flesh. Yes, you enjoy life without a care in the world for the things of God. You do whatever you want whenever you feel like it. But in the end, there is a price to be paid. So, which path are you walking on today?
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. When you have knowledge of God, then you would not doubt His might and strength. When you acquire knowledge, then you become a believer who is fearless, because you know that greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world.
We are believers of Christ, and we ought to know holy from unholy, good from evil. Examine yourself.
Philippians 1, verse 6 says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." The Amplified Version says, "I am convinced and confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will continue to perfect and complete it until the day of Christ Jesus, the time of his return." Take a moment and consider. What does the Bible mean when it says this very thing? What is this very thing? Why should we be confident of it? Why is this very thing so important that it's associated with the beginning of a good work that will be completed until the day of Jesus? Saints, I believe that when the Bible talks about this very thing, it's talking about your salvation. And the reason I believe this is because when you are saved and when you accept Jesus Christ into your heart, you don't automatically become detached from your flesh. You don't automatically become this perfect person who never gets angry or upset. That's not the case. You need to work on your salvation by seeking more of Jesus Christ, by meditating on his word, by pursuing a closer relationship with him, by yielding to the Holy Spirit.
Amos 3 verse 3 says, "Can two walk together unless they are agreed?" Now this is an interesting Bible verse that brings a number of things to mind. Everyone you walk with, there's some level of relationship. Everything you walk with, there is also a purpose to. And if you look in the lives of men and women today, you'll find that people walk in agreement with different kinds of people. Some choose to walk with those who are ambitious and career-driven. Some choose to hold on to childhood friends, even though their lives are heading in very different directions. Others choose to walk in the counsel of the wicked, following their advice and example. But here's the thing. There are others who choose to walk with their heads held high. They are proud of what they've achieved, proud of their accomplishments and their success. Then there are those who choose to walk with their heads looking down. They are ashamed of the past. They are ashamed and scarred even by what they've done. And at the core of all these examples, I'm trying to provoke you. I'm trying to challenge you to look at yourself and do an assessment. Who are you walking with? Who are you in the presence of? Or, for some, what are you walking with and carrying around? There's a man in the Bible named Enoch, and the amazing thing that we're told about this man is that he walked with God. Imagine being known for walking with God. The Bible in Genesis 5, verses 22 through 24 says, "Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Enoch were 365. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Twice we're told the words, "Enoch walked with God." When you expand your reading and really try to understand what the Bible means by "Enoch walked with God," you'll find that the Bible is telling us that Enoch walked in habitual fellowship with God. Enoch also walked with God in reverent fear and obedience. So for the believer in today's world, we live in a world that's sinful, a world that glorifies sin. It's spiritually dark and morals are, well, they're out the window. Pleasure, pride, and selfish gain, those are the primary things that determine a lot of people's actions. Now you may wonder, as we live in such a world, how can you and I walk with the Lord? How can we walk with him in habitual fellowship? How can we walk with him in obedience? The Bible tells us to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. The Bible tells us not to walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. So, in order for us to truly walk with the Lord, we need to turn our backs on the world and on what it has to offer. We need to turn away from things, turn away from anything that sidetracks you from walking with Jesus. Turn away from everything that tries to derail you from walking with Jesus. Turn away from sin and walk with Jesus.
If only you knew the divine level of protection that you have as a child of God, there is no demon in hell that could intimidate you. If only you had the knowledge that God has said he will supply all of your needs, then you wouldn't walk around so anxious and worried. If only you knew that you are guarded, you are loved, so loved, in fact, that not only did Jesus Christ die for you on a cross, but there is an angel of the Lord that is on assignment to encamp around you. Then you would walk with boldness, you would live with purpose, and you would certainly walk by faith and not by sight.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.